Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Norma Norris and Dale Demos of the Monroe Symphony League, the Summer Book Fair that is going to be coming up. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Norma, where and when? What are the times that the book fair will be taking place?
The Summer Book Fair will begin this Saturday, June 5th. It'll be held on Sunday afternoon, June 6th. Then the following weekend, Friday, all day on June 11th, Saturday, all day, June 12th, Sunday, June 13th. That'll be Sunday afternoon. On Friday and Saturday, the hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday hours are 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Dale, what are some of the types of books that are going to be featured this summer at the fair?
Well, we have some wonderful books, mm-hmm. and we have just all kinds of books. We have a lot of children's books.
Which would be great for summer reading.
Oh, yes, just all ages for the children's books. We have our wonderful goodies section that has coffee table books. And the newest hardbacks, one of which I noticed on the top shelf is a copy of The Help, which is a popular book right now by Catherine Stockett. We also have a lot of books in religion section, a lot of concordances and dictionaries and commentaries, as well as the many different books. We have a newer book section with books by David Jeremiah and Max Lucado. And the newest book we have, I think, is the one on Zipporah, the wife of Moses, which mm-hmm. looks very interesting. It's a novel. And we have some books by Laurie Beth Jones. You know, she's done the Jesus Inc. and Life Coach are her newer books, I think. And we have those. And the nonfiction books, we have a lot of war books, especially Vietnam and politics. And one interesting book I noticed was the Air Force One, A History of the Presidents and Their Planes by Kenneth Walsh.
One of those who could probably find out all the quirks of each of the presidents when they flew on Air Force One.
I would think so. I haven't read it, but I'd like to look through that. We have, of course, lots of fiction, the suspense, just everything you want in paperbacks and hardbacks. And
Norma, I'm sure one of the favorites is cookbooks when it comes to the Summer Book Fair. Folks may have a little bit more time on their hands, and they can enjoy some time in the kitchen, so...
Yes. In that section, we have a great selection of Louisiana cookbooks, various junior league and church cookbooks, international cookbooks, including Italian, Oriental, French, Indian, and African cuisine. We have received a large donation of cake decorating books from a family who had a catering business for weddings.
Interesting to note, especially with the popularity of some of the television programs talking about cake decorating and things like that. So.
Exactly. We also have books for special diets and nutritional needs and many low-fat, low-salt recipes in some of the books with beautiful photography. And we've received two cookbook treasures. Those are Mildred Swift's Looking at Cooking, first editions, and these are sought by collectors.
And also a great selection of magazines as well, so there's definitely a variety for everyone. And Dale, tell us about some of the programs that the Symphony League are involved in, you know, as far as projects and events that the Symphony...
All right, of course, we raise the money from mm-hmm. the Book Fair for the Symphony League, and we have a Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition that we sponsor each January to encourage and promote excellence in musical performance in youth and young artists residing in Louisiana. And then we have the Sound Safari, which is a live symphonic concert for students in the Monroe City, Washita Parish Private and Parochial Schools for the, I think maybe it's third and fourth grade, or I'm not sure the grade levels.
It is.
And we also have a music scholarship at ULM. So those are where our money goes, all to promote music and the symphony.
Norma, one of the things that as you have the proceeds that benefit these programs here at KEDM going through a fundraising time as well, share with us the importance about times like this when the effort is made to put together these events in order to help fund programs.
Since the Symphony League is a vital part of support to the orchestra, we do depend on the book sales to bring in a lot of the revenue. And as we all know, due to the economy, the state has cut back on our grant money, and we've also organized a rummage sale for Saturday, June 5th, this coming Saturday, and it will be at the Trinity Lutheran Church, 1301 Oliver Road, and the proceeds will benefit the Monroe Symphony Orchestra.
And a phone number for more information?
You can call 410-1002.
And listeners can also call the Monroe Symphony at 812-6761. Norma, Dale, thank you for joining us today. You can hear this and other Lania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.